pengar till Jerome.
This amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? Tell me, baby, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you? So I wanna make it happen now. I wanna make it happen now. I wanna make it happen now. So you will stay with.
Is it good enough? Is it good enough for you?
everything's not right. Alone, the phone ringing in the night. Pull on my clothes, book myself a flight. I held his hands and I stroked his hair. Held until his heartbeat wasn't there. Until he took one last breath of air. Death doesn't mean that much to me. When you live through the dying of the ones you need, it brings you peace and sweet relief. Lying down in the hotel room, I left the funeral parlor way too soon. I'm so tired, there's so much more to do. I had a dream about his soul. I stayed behind and I let it go. So many feelings that I'm never gonna show. Death doesn't mean that much to me.
Show it both agree. If right at the end though. And I said, alright, if I can be the one, gonna live your life right now, if I could be the one now. And if you could be me, showing both the green, if I could be the one, you'd be the one for me. Could be the one, gonna live your life right now, if I could be the one now. And if you could be me, I'm sure we both agree, if I could be the one, you'd be the one for me.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
This amazing city never appeared on any map. A hidden community sealed off from the outside world.
To then Chris met Jefferson, who, while shoveling snow, wrote a song for Chris about her home state of Rhode Island. And Chris began to think differently, for they were in love. And so on this day, driving into Providence, Chris sang out,
"It's a great day."
So he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. that's alright, I'll just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition, I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, alright, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. 'Cause I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. Suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
I would be
nights.
living in the dark, waiting for the light. Caught up in these never-ending battle lines. Everything has changed, nothing it feels right. No, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know it's gone. I know, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I know it's gone. Yeah. Never-ending days, never-ending nights. Everything I say, you know, it can't get right. Name it definitely. You might know my name, you don't know my mind.
I don't even know what to do.
Days without you,
only 10 minutes ago.
Leave me cold.
I don't even know you now.
Yeah.
He was a real strange dude. When he got out of the joint, he didn't make new friends. Figured, what's the point?
I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Thank you. Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Rushford.
So won't you-